This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. In France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
We got our cowboy boots on today.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. How are we?
Are we doing well? Are we feeling healthy? We're well into January. I can't quite believe
it. Thank God for that. We're in the swing of it.
At least we're over the hump, hey? Because the hump's the worst part. Where
and it's
just
a Wednesday. Look, it's basically Friday tomorrow.
That's
it's the weekend
true. That's
again.
Why Wednesdays are good, because you can see the end in sight. You know, it's a clear vision. Tuesdays are a bit, got a long way to go here.
Tuesday morning,
you can't really see the light. Monday, there's a bit of optimism for the week. Tuesday, you're thinking, don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
Wednesday, you're thinking, well, it's Thursday tomorrow, and tomorrow
and
I can
it's
say
Friday.
It's Friday. And then Friday.
Wednesday afternoon's a good time. It's like, okay, Thursday tomorrow, baby.
Thursday is the new Friday, honestly, I think.
We're going for a Chinese tonight.
Goodness me.
What a lovely midweek pick-me-up treat, hey?
What a lovely... And we have both not had breakfast today. So I am right in this moment craving salty. And if you... It's only
Nine
about half past...
Prawns,
it's only about half past 11. But if you handed me some egg fried rice and some hoisin sauce and some prawn toast...
I'd eat that up. Give me a
spoon. I would eat that. How would anyone feel about us doing a mukbang podcast episode of just eating sounds?
It's definitely an acquired taste. That could freak me out a little bit.
I enjoy watching mukbangs, but maybe not when you can't see it visually.
Because that's the whole...
I don't like mukbangs where it's too... Like their microphone is too good. Because you don't want to hear all the details. You almost just want to watch the food and just kind of visualize yourself eating it instead. I think that's the whole premise.
Establishing that. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally, because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. Are we ready for our question of the week?
Oh,
now this
what a corker.
Is
what
a little bit of a debate.
What a corker this one
this morning.
Is.
So
This one made my sister laugh out loud. She said she was creasing.
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 Her words.
All right.
So, hypothetical situation here, which was actually one of your dilemmas, but we've made it into a question of the week. So,
just to start off with, mine and Sophia's dream to go and see Magic My Life.
Yes.
Truly.
Don't spoil it. We've not said it yet.
Sorry.
The girls want to go see Magic Mike live.
The girls do. Oi, the girls
definitely
this
do.
Is, right. This is my dream night.
Okay.
So.
Why don't we do this for your birthday? I mean, I know it's a long way away. No, but we've been saying for 2 years we want to go and watch it. We can wait another 9 months.
So this is like a dream night. So maybe it's about, you know, 7, having some dinner. Maybe we go for a nice Chinese.
Cocktails, lychee martinis.
Lychee martinis are flowing. We've got some nice little outfits on. We're wearing dresses because personally I don't want to be pulled up on stage. But if that's your personal
pants.
Okay, Sophia's going to be in leather trousers so that there is that option there for her.
I'll put my hair in a ponytail.
If she's feeling willing to be tossed around on stage. Couple martinis, couple shots, heels honestly. Couple shots. Because it's a big night.
Yeah, I've got cash in my purse. The girls are out.
We've got heels on.
The girls are girling.
The show starts at 9. So dinner was at 7.
Oi, I'm doing this for my birthday, sorry. July 16th, you know where I'll be.
So 9 is approaching. Doors open about 8:30. So we're going to get there on 8:30. Get a good seat. We're front row, in mind. We can touch the
stage. I'm going to have a sash saying birthday girl.
She's going to have a sash and she's also going to have a pin saying pick me or some shit like that. And she's going to have a crown on that we've hair pinned in so that it doesn't flail off.
It's not a safety hazard.
Yeah. And we're on a good tipsy vibe.
Yeah.
We're there and they're ripping their shirts.
We're not sloppy, you know. We're just excitable.
We're aware of our surroundings. I think that's the key when we drink. Mm. We need to be aware of our surroundings. Mm. Not taking it too far.
And the lights go down. Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. And it's,
ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Magic Mike
Live. It's showtime.
And we're like, you know, just going feral in the seat. But meanwhile, the waiters are bringing us drinks and it's still flowing. And then it's,
here we go. What's one of their songs? It's fire.
I don't know. And then they're ripping their shirts. Yeah, there we go.
Bow, 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 bow. And we'll be going,
like, the sights they must see in the audience. I'd pay to like watch a fan cam on the audience.
We're doing that for my birthday. I've said it.
And the night is just September. It's talked about for months after it. God, remember that
this
night.
This is a night that will go down in history.
That was the best night ever, wasn't it? You know, and it's talked about and it lives on forever in history and in memories.
So back to the question.
Yep.
The girls want to go see Magic Mike Live.
Of course they do. Of course we do.
If anyone by any chance doesn't know what Magic Mike Live is, please go on TikTok, go on social media and just type it in and just get a visual of what we're talking about. Because it's important for the topic of conversation that we're about
to have. And I'd like to say it's very much a show. It's musical theatre. You know, we're seeing the
arts.
It's
the musical arts.
It's truly the music. They are dancing professionals.
On stage.
Performing a London
show. They have choreography.
On the West End.
On the West End.
It's a musical, guys.
Okay. So, the girls want, for the third time, the girls want to go see Magic Mike Live, but my boyfriend says absolutely not.
Oh, well, you can go in the bin then, can't you?
Oh, you whore. So we've got, that's fair.
Okay.
Or we've got, what the hell, it's literally a musical arts West End theatre production show.
It's literally like a musical arts show. It's a theatre event.
So what are we thinking the poll is going to be? Because basically what the girl's dilemma was the boyfriend was saying, well, if you go to Magic Mike, that means I can go to a strip club.
Right.
That's what his argument, that seems to be what a lot of the male argument is, that Magic Mike and strip clubs are on the same level.
Yeah, very much incorrect there.
So what's your guess for the poll?
I reckon...
Do you think it's the same? Or we're thinking it's different? Strip clubs and Magic Mike?
They are. It's definitely different. A strip club, there is more into... I mean, never been, but I can only imagine. I'd love to go. But more interaction. You can have one-on-ones that are private. And you know, Magic Mike, we're seeing it's a film.
It's a film spin-off.
It's a film that we're seeing live. And it's just, we're just screaming. We're not, We're not sat there like...
Oh. But if anything, like, boys could go to a strip club and not really get that involved because they're just
sat
watching and they're just kind of taking there it in like a show, getting a lap dance. Right. But we're going to be there like...
Right.
And like wanting to get on stage.
Right. I don't know. What is the poll?
So...
I want to see what you guys are saying. 20%
have said that's fair.
Mm.
80% are saying, what the hell, man? It's just a show.
It's just a musical. Let me go. It's literally a musical theatre.
So,
Listen, I know why guys go, well, I can go to a strip club then. Like, that's, of course you're going to say that because, of course you're going to say that.
Of course, why wouldn't you
say that? Like, why wouldn't you? Mm. But
I guess I do see them as being different because it sounds like double standards, but Magic Mike, it's like, it's
a franchise.
A show.
It's a show that Channing Tatum stars in and it's fantastic. And look, personally, it's my favorite film ever.
Right.
And we just want to see
go
it
and
live.
Support the franchise.
Just as we want to see Mamma Mia live. Mm-hmm. Just as we want to
Shrek.
Go see Shrek the musical, Elf the musical, Cursed Child thing. It's no different to that. It's just a TV show.
I think because it's such like a performance, they're on a stage and it doesn't feel as like backstreet, secretive, like, you know.
It's just a private fun night room.
Out. Not there's anything wrong with strip clubs, but in terms of comparing them,
yeah.
Like if a boyfriend was to say, well, you can't, if you go to that, that means I can go to a strip club.
I think at the end of the day, it's all about intentions.
Yes.
Right? So if your boyfriend, fair enough, go to the strip club. Go and, you know, drink with your guy friends, whatever.
If his intention,
right? So if his intentions are pure, I'm here just for a good time.
I'm just getting involved with the group.
I'm gonna see some titties, whatever. Doesn't faze me. I've got a girlfriend, whatever. I'm just gonna have some drinks, have a good time with the lads. Fine. Mm. But if your intentions are, I'm gonna go to this strip club.
Private dance.
I'm gonna be naughty
room.
Tonight. I'm gonna pay for a private dance, and
I've got so much.
I'm
cash
gonna
in
push
my
look, and my girlfriend's not gonna know. Then obviously your intentions are
different. Vibe.
Different. It's just a different vibe. So it's like, look, if your response to me going to Magic Mike Live is that you want to go to the strip club, honestly, be my guest. Mm. And if you want to be sneaky and whatever, honestly, hopefully God removes you from my life.
Mm.
You know, because my intentions with Magic
it
Mike
does feel
are
like
purely
different
pure.
Environments. A Magic Mike Live, we could be being hypocrite. What's the word? Double standards here, but I don't think so.
But also,
the environments to me feel different.
Yeah, it's a show. It's a musical.
Yeah, come on, guys.
It's literally a musical. Like, I suppose they don't have microphones, but they could have microphones.
And we were watching a track. They do acrobats.
They do acrobats. It's literal, like, it's literal, like, choreography. And obviously strippers, you know, rehearse and choreograph, you know, their stuff. As well, it's a similar vibe, but it's all about your intentions. Like, I could go to Magic Mike and my intention could be that I want to cheat on my boyfriend and I want to get one of the dancers.
Yeah, but also, like, the dancers, and it's the same for the strip clubs, they're just there to work,
right?
Like, they're not there to cheat on their partners, they're just here to get money,
right?
So
you know,
should I read the girl's email? I'm just trying to find it.
I want to see what other people's responses are. Like, what is everyone saying?
Let me read the responses to the poll instead. Okay, one girl has said she's taken our job. It would have been interesting to add a follow-up question here for comparison.
Yeah.
Like, would you let your boyfriend see a burlesque show with the boys? That feels more on par.
There we go, a burlesque. I've seen a burlesque show. Mm. Incredible.
That feels more of the same territory.
Because it's a choreographed
show.
You can't deny it. It's like,
so you got to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And it's like, yeah. I'd let my boyfriend go and see a burlesque show.
Yeah.
Why, like, so if you're going to be funny about me going to see Magic Mike, then I don't know.
I think it depends on how you feel about your partner going to a strip club. I personally wouldn't want my boyfriend going to a strip club, so I won't be a hypocrite and go to Magic Mike.
Fair play.
I mean, if he told me he wants to go to a strip club, I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
Someone said, why on earth does he even get an opinion about this?
Yeah.
I can see where he's coming from. Not that it's the same, but his girlfriend probably wouldn't be comfortable with him going to a strip club. So that's probably what he's comparing it to.
Yeah.
I think it's because the way men and women see it as more innocent and a bit of fun, and Magic Mike isn't a strip club at the end of the day. If you go to a strip club, it's equal. Got to be on the same level.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't be happy with him going to a strip club, then it's only fair and you can't complain. Okay, so the DMs are actually more of the 20%.
Yeah. Fair play, honestly. Like,
I wouldn't be happy if my boyfriend wanted to go and see a similar show with female dancers, so would understand him not wanting me to go. I think it depends on your relationship and the boundaries you have. Just a respect thing, in my opinion.
I was going to say, yeah, it depends on you guys as a couple. I think couples all work differently. Mm. And if that's something that both of you want to respect and feel uncomfortable doing, then you got to put your relationship first there.
I think if your boyfriend is jealous or uncomfortable with you going, a deeper conversation needs to be had as to why he wouldn't be okay with it. Magic Mike is entertainment. It's a show. It's and true. It should be okay for you to go to this right. whilst in a committed and trusting relationship.
Right.
The one thing I do think would perhaps be unacceptable would be audience participation.
Yeah.
I don't think you should get up on stage and let a man grind all over you if you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
The same way you might not want your man to get a lap dance at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's honestly the correct well answer. Said. Yeah. Just like, you know, there's a, again, it's on the, you know, on the, what's the fucking word? On the intentions.
Yeah.
And it's on your intentions about going to these establishments.
Actually, a lot of you in the DMs are saying that you think it's the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Even though the poll was 80% saying, what the hell, man? Actually, yeah. The ones that are giving us a bit more explanation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said it's like watching a film, though. I'd never be annoyed at him watching a film with sexy scenes or storylines. And it's not like a strip club, as it's an actual choreographed performance.
Yeah.
It's pretend.
Because I wonder how much like audience participation they actually do. We're going to have to go for market research.
Listen, guys, we'll take a hit and we will go for market
we'll
research.
We'll take the hit. Listen, I don't want to go.
Twist
I'm not going to lie.
Arm, okay?
Honestly. So we'll go to the 9 p.m. showing.
This girl said, would you be okay with him going to a strip club and screaming over all the hot girls there?
Oh, you've got a point.
It's true.
Imagine picturing your boyfriend like getting happy and
that's
giddy,
what I mean. Like
overseeing another lady.
Club, it could just be like, I'm just here because I'm on a stag do and the stag is getting a lap dance and we've all arranged it and it's kind of funny and I'm just here to have a drink. Whereas we'd be front
well,
row
when
screaming.
When we see Magic Mike Live, we'll remain calm, cool and collected. I won't utter a shriek. We'll be sat front row. Arms crossed, legs crossed, just observing the spectacular show, completely mute.
Yeah, we've got a few different opinions here.
Yeah, because
it's an interesting one. At the end of the day, like we've said, it's down
personal.
To you, your relationship. You know, how would you feel about?
Yeah
it's quite unique. But we're going to be going, so
we're going to see you in July,
Lap
Magic
it up,
Mike, and we will report back to you. A lovely summer's evening down at the theatre.
Down at the West
End. I love musical theatre. I love Les Mis. I love Mamma Mia. Les Mis was spectacular, I tell you. Mamma Mia, always a classic. Lion King, can never go wrong with a bit of Lion King.
Frozen, that was really good.
Never seen
Wicked,
Frozen.
Classic.
Wicked, classic. What's her name? Euphalia.
Huh?
What's the character name?
Euphalia? In what?
In Wicked.
Esmeralda? No.
Aurelia? Aurismala? I can't remember. Euphalia.
Because that's where the popular...
I want to be a popular...
That's where it's from, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Where the good witch takes her underwear.
Yeah,
takes her
honestly
under her
fantastic.
Wing.
What else have we seen on the West End?
Hopefully Magic Mike.
And Magic Mike, we'll add that one to the list, which will get a 10 out of 10 rating.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, guys... Discuss that in your group chats.
Like, and get back to us.
And
I feel like we need to fully form our opinion, but it's nice. It's interesting to discuss it for sure. But get back to us, yeah. Once you've broke that down in your group chats.
Like, you know, like of like a friendship group of like six girls who are all, you know, some are in relationships, some aren't. What is the general consensus there? Like, are we going to see Magic Mike or are we respecting the boyfriends? And are we not?
Is it just the single girls that are going?
Yeah, so it's like, are we splitting up tonight and not, you know? It's like, what are we doing? Baby.
Okay, diving in. First dilemma. Let's go talk. So, my home friend is coming to my uni, but not to see me, to visit my male flatmate.
So, to like date him?
Hi, girls. So, my home friend, let's call her Sarah, has visited me at uni twice. She had a really good time when she was here and got along really well with my flatmates. I have a flatmate in particular let's call him Brian, who she thought was good looking. Mm. And it transpired that he thought the same thing about her.
We love when something works out like that.
Me and Brian don't really get along and have had many serious arguments.
Ooh, that's awkward.
It even got personal when he has said things about the way I look. Ooh. She was even here when it got really bad and was comforting me. It's safe to say me and Brian do not get along.
Sounds like a bad egg.
Sarah has been messaging Brian, though, since she came to visit, which at first I was upset about because she knew we didn't get on, but realised I do not have control over who she speaks to. Mm-hmm. Brian has invited Sarah back, to which she said no at first, as it would put me in a weird position. After Christmas, he invited her again and she's now said yes. I got a FaceTime off of Sarah one night explaining the dates that she was coming over. At first, I thought it was weird that she was like coming to see me without asking or, you know, inviting herself, but laughed it off. But then she told me that she wasn't coming to visit me. She was actually going to stay in Brian's room and spend the days with him. Babes, we're all in the same flat here. This is also awkward.
The sheer fact that this Brian has disrespected you and called you names and made horrible comments on your appearance, that should be the sole reason why she's not fucking with him.
Wouldn't want to touch him.
So the fact that she's entertaining this and pretty seriously is so disappointing.
I was shocked and told her I was happy for her, but I can't help but feel sad that she is coming to not visit me.
Yeah.
It ended up that weekend she is coming, I won't even be here, so it puts me in an awkward position to know she is in my flat when I'm not even there.
Right.
Because it's like, you're the reason that you know these people. I've brought you in to try and include you in my new social
group.
You're
my friend. Mm.
I did suggest that they met somewhere in the middle for a date instead, but she shut this down. I don't know if I have the right to be angry or upset and whether I should confront her about it, but I don't want to ruin this opportunity for her to meet someone. Also, we're so close and have been friends for years, and I don't want this to come between us. Would love your advice.
Listen, I'm disappointed in situation. I'm disappointed in Sarah because how fun would it be if it was, you know, let's say it was Matt, and we love Matt. He's, you know, he's such a great guy. You get along with him in your flat. He's lovely, whatever. And he meets your friend Sarah and they get along. And you're thinking, this is beautiful.
This is great.
My two friends. Oh, yeah, guys, you know, you've got my blessing, you know. And it's this lovely
thing.
We're
all living in the same flat. Yeah. Come visit whenever you want.
How fun is
that?
You
can see me and the guy.
Yeah, when she visits, it's like a mutual thing. She's like, well, I'm here to see you and him, obviously. Cute. But the fact
it should
that,
be, I'm here to see you, but I'll see him. I'll stay in his room one night. Or
I'll get ready in your room and like, you know?
Yeah.
So the fact that like this guy, you don't like him. He's been mean to you.
She's been witness to that
as well. Yeah, she's comforted you when he's made you cry. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's really sad that she's then gone and pursued her. Because by default, people your best friend hate, you're just meant to hate too. You know, like
it's
say-
just the code. Someone, it's just what it is.
Someone made Sophia cry. What, and then I'm going to go and accept a date from this guy and be bestie mates with him and go visit him and literally pursue a relationship with him.
It's really weird,
when Sophia openly doesn't like him and he's literally made Sophia cry.
And you've comforted me.
Yeah, and I know he's made you cry, but I'm like,
and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go on, I'm going to come and see
him. Sorry, I'll stay in his room. It just doesn't work. It's not nice.
This is why I think some people like to keep friendships separate and they have different friends for different things, and they don't, because sometimes it can be tempting to think, I want all my friends to be friends and we can all be one big group. But I think sometimes people like to keep them separate for reasons like this.
Brian was never her friend though. You know,
true.
So like I'm picturing like you're a bit lonely at uni, you've just started uni or whatever, you're thinking Sarah come out, you know,
come to my flat, meet my flatmates,
it will help me break the ice with them and we can go out. And sometimes it's easier to get to know people when you're with a couple of your mates as well, so that it's not just you so I don't know. She doesn't really have your best interests at heart, to be honest. She's being a bit selfish right now, which is fair enough. You can be selfish, like put yourself first. But right now it's at your expense.
Which is shit.
So I think, I mean, you've already suggested alternatives and she seemed to be batting them away.
I think if you wanted to, if you feel like you could, then you are within your rights to say,
100%.
Look, obviously you can date who you want, But I'm not gonna, just gotta I'm not be telling you what to do before this gets any further, before this goes any you further, know, whatever. Yeah. I feel like I've got to just say my piece at least, so you at least know where I stand. But I really don't want you to date this guy. He's mean, he's nasty, he's not nice to me. Like, and it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable that you're my best friend. I've introduced you. And you're going to crack on with him, and it's...
When you know he's upset me and hurt me and he's not a good guy. And what is also, I'm also might be feeling like it could be this, is that Brian is just doing it to like get at you because he knows you've got some
satisfaction there. It's like, wow, I've made a friendship group fall out. These two best friends.
If
like,
he's this some sort of toxic guy. I'm that good that
she wants me. She'd rather be with me and upset her friend.
Than her friend. And, like... It seems like it could be some sort of game to Brian, and he's just, you know, wooing Sarah, you know, and she's completely blindsided by it because she's just got the rose tinted glasses on, and she's just thinking, oh,
getting
you know,
a bit swept away.
He did say that one mean comment to Susie, but you know what? Overall,
it's not like that deep down.
Deep down, you know, and he's playing that game, and he's loving seeing some guys. They get a kick out of seeing friends break up like that
because it makes them feel like, wow, I must also be really good.
If he's a narcissist, controlling, that's what they do. They isolate you from your friends. Mm. So, like, this could be his tactic all along. Well, I'm going to get her. I'm going to break her up with her friends, so I can. So I've got her all to myself, and I can control her, and I've got more power over her. So that in itself is such a red flag. Like, I don't like it at all.
My advice would be, look, you can't control other people, like you've said. You can't tell people what to do. No. You have your opinions, but you can't tell your friend, don't do that. Yeah, you have no control over other people. So I think you have to try and stay in your lane, not let this bend you out of shape too much, because things can change very quickly. She might hate this guy.
One day
by this time next week she might fucking hate him, and it might all break down.
And also, like, he is a prick. He'll probably do something to piss her off. And
so I wouldn't let yourself think, oh my god, they're gonna get married, it's gonna be together forever, and it's gonna be a fucking nightmare. Like, just try and keep plodding along. If you can, I would say you should speak to your best friend and be like, look, I'm gonna find this a bit uncomfortable. This guy's really mean to me. I'm a bit confused as to why you've decided to pursue him in this way. Like, the fact that you're coming to my home, to my uni town, and you're not even going to see me, you're actually here to see him, makes me feel a bit shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're within your rights to say that, but at the end of the day, you can't control people. You can't tell people what to do.
No.
So you have to just kind of stay in your lane, focus on yourself.
I would
and
say
see
that.
What happens, because things can change very quickly. She might call you in 2 days crying, saying, oh, he said this, I fell out, and it'll be all hunky dory.
Or I'm not coming
anymore
because he's sleeping with, you know.
Yeah. This isn't going to be... Know,
they're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet. Mm-hmm. So you just take it in your stride. Don't let it affect you too much. But also stand up for yourself, you know.
And let your opinion be known, you know.
Because you've got to stand up for yourself sometimes. Baby. Okay, so we've got quite simply, I do not feature in his 5-year plan.
Ooh.
Where do I feature then, babe?
Why am I not on your vision
board,
babe?
Why am I not on your vision board, hon? Okay, so I need some advice with something. Me and my boyfriend have been together for little over 3 years. So 3 years? This is like serious shit. It has been mostly smooth sailing, and we are still so in love. Also, I thought so.
Oh, God.
Over the Christmas break, I went and stayed with him over at his parents' house from Boxing Day to New Year's Eve. That was about a week, isn't it? Which was lovely, and we had a great time. I'm super close with his family, so on one of the evenings, he went out with his friends, and I just chilled with his whole family, had dinner and drinks with them, etc.
That's nice.
That's lovely.
It's nice that you've got that relationship.
Yeah. When I finally went up to bed, I noticed his notebook was on the desk.
Oh, my God.
With a pen. With a pen page marking one page, like it had been recently used. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, God, it's like looking through someone's diary.
My worst nightmare is reading someone's diary, and it says, I want to break up with Chintz or some shit like that. Imagine reading that and your heart just...
In six
imagine...
months, I will have decided if I want to be with Chintz or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's the person I want to be with, or mother of my children. Fuck. Your heart would literally fall out your asshole, and you're just reading it. Fuck off. Right.
Like, the ink's on the page.
The ink's on the page. He fucking had to put those thoughts down on the paper. You know, because his brain was getting too muddled. Do I want to be with Chintzia or not?
Make a decision.
Make, full stop. Make a decision.
Underlined.
In 2 months. Mum says she was not the one for me. Brother said the same thing also. Shit.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
but she's so beautiful. And our children would be beautiful. Right, okay, so la la la. So there's this notebook. Okay. It's got a pen marking one page, mm-hmm. like it had been recently used. Mm-hmm. And because I was a little tipsy, of course I had to peek. No self-control.
How could you not?
He's out with his mates.
You'd have to have a lot of self-control not to just take a little look at that.
Your mates just get in that bed and tuck yourself in.
Whilst just sat on the desk.
Whilst the notebook is literally opening itself for you. Right. At first, I thought it was nothing. He had just been jotting down work-related things, so nothing too juicy for me to read.
Okay.
Until I got to one page, his five-year plan. It all looked fairly normal, wanting to buy a house, get a promotion, possibly even start up his own business. But then I realized I was nowhere to be seen. He hadn't mentioned that he was looking to buy a house with me.
You know, propose to Sarah.
Right, because also on the house thing.
Buy a house with Sarah.
On the house thing, yeah, you would write buy a house with la la la.
Yes.
Wouldn't you? You wouldn't put, unless he's wanting to like buy houses and flip them, but then I imagine he would have like put that there in his business
property
plan.
Development.
In property, on his property development page. He hadn't mentioned that he was looking...
travel the world with Sarah.
Yeah, like, obviously. He hadn't mentioned he was looking to buy a house with me, didn't mention marriage or kids or anything like that. We're only 25 at the moment, so still young, but I would have thought that he at least saw me living life with him in the next couple of years. Yeah, because it could have been like, buy house, Sarah moves in, you know.
At least,
you know, buy my own house, yeah,
Sarah moves in. But you've already been together for 3 years, so in right. 5 years... Come
that
on.
Is the next step, right?
We've been 8 years together.
Recently, I've moved to London for my dream job. So right now we are doing long distance. This is a new layer.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Okay.
Do you see yourself in London long term? Does he not?
Years?
Does he not? Is this where he's thinking, is she going to be around in these plans? Which hasn't been easy, but we're making it work. We see each other every other weekend. That's pretty good, honestly. But we have had a bit of tension because he doesn't want to move out. I fucking predicted this shit.
Oh,
I just said this.
God, what did he say?
I literally just said this. He doesn't want to move out of his hometown.
Oh.
But she's living her dreams in London. Classic.
Classic.
Listen, and I couldn't think of anything worse than staying in one boring seaside town for the rest of my life.
Location, location, location.
Predicted it.
Well, that's why you're not in a five-year plan, babe. Yeah.
He's thinking, look, if this girl wants to stay in London, I don't want to. So unless she's going to alter her dreams to adapt them to mine, then shit.
She probably won't be here in 5 years.
Right. And he's just thinking logically. Yeah. Right.
In his notebook.
I've already told him that I wouldn't mind settling down eventually near his hometown because I know he loves it and his family are all there. But while I'm young, it is the last place I want to be. Yeah, you're 25. I hear that.
And it would kind of feel like you're taking a step backwards. Like you've left your hometown. You've gone to the big city, the big smoke.
You're living out your dreams.
Pursuing your dreams.
You've got your dream job. You know, you want to pursue your career in the big smoke.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just getting started.
Right. And
can't
he's
go
like,
back now.
You know, what would I do if I went to the seaside town? What would be there for me? I want to keep my career, you know. La la la.
Hustle and bustle of the big smoke.
Yeah, of the big smoke.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, I have compromised for the last couple of years by living in his hometown so we could be closer together. So you have already lived there. So the last couple of years before she moved to London, she was living in his hometown so we could be close together. But when his job, when this job came up, I just couldn't turn it down. Good.
Thank God for that.
Me too. When I asked if he would consider moving to London for a couple of years so we could be together and he flat out refused and said it was unfair of me to expect him to move away, even though it was just me asking and not telling him.
Ouch.
Babe, I've lived in your hometown for years to be close to you. You can at least consider this because this relationship is about compromise. And
exactly.
If we want to make it work, we're going to make some tough decisions.
That's the thing. Like, you guys
don't
have
shut
been
me down.
Together for 3 years. You're 25. It is about compromise.
Especially like on where to live. Like,
yes.
It can be a big discussion. It shouldn't be shut down straight
don't
away.
Don't get me wrong. Like, he wouldn't, I don't expect him to agree to it straight away and be like, yeah, sure, of course I'll do that. But should be something which should at least be discussed
but then,
in depth.
What concerns me is that there's no element of like supporting
effort
you.
From his side either.
Like this job has come up. It's my dream job. It's in London. I love you. Would you come and support me for a couple of years? I need you to be by my side. I don't really want to make the move on my own. I can do it. I'm totally capable of, but like, we're together and I would love you to come and support me.
I don't want us to live apart.
And I know you can work in London and would you? No, I refuse. I was thinking, oh my God, where is the support?
Not even
for
a
me?
Little
not even
olive
a,
branch
a little give
of
like
something.
Yeah, not even like, oh, we could live, you know, in Essex and Camus. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? Just like a bit of
compromise
effort, like when you have compromised your life for him, you adapted your dreams and lived in his hometown to be with him and he can't do the same for you. It's like, it's, that's not fair.
He's not reciprocating your
energy. Like, you're putting in all this change and effort to be with him and make it work and he's not willing to do it for you.
It's like, am I not worth
it? Right
then?
It's like, but...
like, you might like it. You never know.
Why should I be altering my dreams for you when you wouldn't even...
So what, is the whole thing just going to be that, okay, well, you just tell me what to do then and I just make all the sacrifices?
So,
what
so,
sacrifices are you making?
Right, so I've just got to go along with whatever you want. So you want to stay here. I don't want to stay here, babe. All right. So really my question is, should I worry that I wasn't noted anywhere in his five-year plan?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And should I worry that maybe he's having second thoughts about our relationship because we are now long distance and do not have a clear path for life ahead of us? I feel like I've always been the one compromising.
Well,
of course.
Then, we've said it.
And
we've
it doesn't feel
it.
Like and
we're
it doesn't feel like
it.
He would do the same for me.
Well, then, you've got your answer. You've got
She's
your answer.
She's seeing us in February in London.
Oh, yay. See you next month.
Hopefully you're single.
Hopefully you're single by then.
Listen, he needs...
It's
no.
very telling
very
that
telling.
You just said, I don't feel like he would do the same for me.
And isn't that what
that
you want from a partner?
That tells you everything that you need to know.
A boyfriend, a partner.
A serious partner, right? That you clearly see, well, you're in my five-year plan. I'm shocked to not be in your five-year plan. You know, you're not just like, you've been together for 6 months. You're serious partners, right? It's very disappointing that you're not getting that energy from him that is like,
that you are giving to him. Like,
yeah,
you'll
we'll try it. You know, I'm not sure about London, but for you and for us, I'll give it a go.
Because I'm sure the decision about you moving to the hometown, I'm sure you were like, I'm not sure,
but
you
I want to be with you.
I want to be.
You're worth it to me.
This relationship is worth the effort and this risk. And he's acting like moving to London is some sort of fucking, you've asked him to do something fucking insane. Yes, it's a big move. It is. But doing it together, we're 25. It's just for
it's
a couple
exciting.
Of years. It's exciting.
It's not forever.
You know, it's for my job. You know, it's not forever. Like, it's about new experiences as a couple. Also, if we're gonna stand the test of time, like.
And also, I feel like when you when you're in like long term relationships, the dynamic can change. Like sometimes it might be you really like being his cheerleader and being like, look, we're going wherever your job takes you, and I'm just here for you at the moment.
Yeah.
And then there'll be other times in life where hopefully that is reversed and he's like, you know, it's all about my wife right now, you know, she's doing what she's got to do, I'm just here to stay at home and support and look after kids. Like the dynamic, you know, it can shift, and it would be nice to know that the energy that you would give to him and the sacrifice that you would make for him, he would make for you in a heartbeat.
Is being reciprocated, which
it's not even that big of an app. I mean, relocating, moving city, but you're not moving country.
No.
You're not taking him far from his family where he's gonna have to get on a plane to go and see them. Like, babe, I hope you can drive, you get in the car.
I'm assuming it's no longer than
you can be home in 2 hours, couple of hours,
no longer than hopefully a 4-hour drive,
maybe four, get on the train, you know.
Yeah. I think this is actually serious, and it's very telling, you know, in his notebook. It's almost like you're both kind of predicting what's about to happen.
Won't be around.
You know, also think about it. Like, there's all this talk about whether he wants to be with you. Do you want to be with him at this point? This guy,
fantastic question.
This guy, you've opened his notebook, you're nowhere to be fucking seen. For
ouch.
One.
Ouch. I'd want my name in love hearts. Yeah. I'd want our initials written in pink next to each other.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not willing to compromise for you in your dreams. Mm. You know, you're only... Look, the reality of a relationship is you're only seeing him once every 2 weeks. Mm. Is it just...
Holding you back.
Holding you back. You're in London now.
Life's changed.
Adapt. You've grown up. Yes, you love his family, la, la, la. But is this guy worth it? If it is, fine. But if you're sat doubting and not sure...
Because the thing is now... Yeah, you can totally do long distance and you can live in separate cities. That's not an issue. People are in relationships and live in different countries, right? That is doable. But the point is, there has to be this common end goal that we're both on the same page about. There's got to be a countdown somewhere.
And also,
there's got to be, well, we hope that in, you know, 3 years we'll be living here and our goal is to, you know, buy a property here. And what are our common mutual long-term goals that we are both working towards?
Because that's what they say about long-term relationships.
We're not going to live separately forever. There has to be the finish line where the long distance comes to an end and we are reunited.
Because they say that the key to success of a long-term relationship is being able to see the goal and the end sight and when you're going to be living together and being in the same city. And if you can't see that and if you don't know when that's going to happen, that's what really hard. It's like, well, what are we doing this for? I could literally get a boyfriend here who can come around 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
Like,
and has a key.
So it's like, why am I going to torture myself for 4 years when you don't even want to...
And be in a relationship but not feel like I'm in a relationship and not get any perks. But I'm not seeing you.
Right. This is serious conversation time. You've got to talk to him. Look, are you willing to make the move here? I think you need to give something, honestly. Like,
give me something.
Because, and also like, I'm going to be honest, I don't want to live at your seaside town when I have kids. I don't want to live there. This is actually a problem that we're going to have to discuss if we can't.
I don't appreciate the fact that when I asked, it was just shut down.
It wasn't even
entertained.
It's fucking rude.
That's really hurtful.
Yeah.
It could have been at least like, oh God, okay.
That's a big ask, Charlotte, but.
Let's think about this. Let's crunch the numbers. That could have been that would have given you some sort of, okay, he's willing.
Not going to lie, Charlotte, that's overwhelming. But for you.
For us,
I'm sure we can figure this out. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
we could live in Surrey.
We could live in Essex. It's giving rural, you know,
it's giving
Essex
greenery.
It's
giving commutes.
Yeah, and I can commute. You know, there is not other live, options you know,
next
at the
to Big
fucking
Ben.
Coast. But the seaside, what do you surf? Is that your job? Are you a surfer?
Maybe he's a surfer.
Maybe he's got a surf school.
And that
would make
things sense.
That changes things. Of course he can't move to London. He's got a surf school in Cornwall. You know? Yeah, so...
I think you're valid, and it would be heartbreaking to realize that what you're willing to do for your boyfriend, partner, they're not willing to do for you. That's devastating and it's shit. But it should also make you, yeah, sit down and think about, okay, have I been giving a lot more than he has? Is that what I want? Am I happy with that? Where do I see this going? Let reflect on this, I think.
Do I deserve a boyfriend that matches my energy and is also willing to make sacrifices
and puts
for me?
In his 5-year plan. Because really, I mean, speaking very like generally, you've been together for 3 years, you're 25. The next 5-year plan, he'll be 30 when this comes up. I would like to think on his list, if you're going down this very typical, you know, nuclear vibe, that it would be proposed to Sarah.
You would at least
buy a house with Sarah.
You would at least be mentioned, or it would say living with her.
Living with.
Because now you're long distance. It would be like, you know, living. It would say living in the same city as Sarah.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
At least
it would say that. Mm. So the fact that you're not like a goal that he's trying to achieve of like getting you two back in the same city is like concerning. And you deserve a boyfriend.
He's thought about his 5 years and he's not really sure if you're in
it. Right. And you deserve a boyfriend who's going to match your energy. Honestly, I don't think he's that bothered right now.
No,
and you deserve someone who's a bit more bothered, to be honest.
You deserve someone who's willing to make the sacrifices that you would.
You know, like
at the end of the day.
He would rather only see you. His girlfriend, his pride and joy, his love of his life.
The life of his life.
Once every 2 weeks. Over moving to London and starting and having a new exciting adventure and seeing each other all the time and like
being in a new flat,
being in a new city,
sleeping on a mattress on the floor, right. You know, while you're getting your furniture.
So he'd rather do that than that.
Well, I mean, look, he's just a homebody.
Yeah, he loves his family.
Nothing wrong with that.
Good qualities to have, to be honest.
Yeah, nothing wrong with wanting to stay in your hometown and being close to the people that you love. No shame on that. But it's the fact that...
That's not your dream.
That's not your dream and you're not there and you're wanting him to at least trial, you know, living here for a while, blah, blah. And the fact that he's not even willing to discuss it, entertain it, weigh it up, pros and cons, do some number crunching, nothing...
It's not like a proper relationship. It feels like he's like, well, it's my way or the fucking highway. And that's very disappointing. Like, because like, that's not how it works.
No. It's very, you know, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. Or, you know, those kind of vibes.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, next dilemma. This is a big question. Girl talk, okay? Can friends go on a break?
Like an official, I think we need to call it off and we'll talk to you in a couple months.
Yeah,
I would like to say yes.
My best friend of 10 years, let's call her Susan, is probably the person I'm closest to out of all my friends and family.
Yeah.
But recently, little things she has been doing have been getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I've never told her all of this, but I feel like now it's just getting too much and I need a break. The thing is, though, I feel like if I say I want a break, she'll be really upset and just automatically assume that it means I don't want to be friends with her anymore. Plus, it will make it really awkward with my other friends as we all hang out in one group. And I feel like they would rather hang out and be friends with her than me.
So this isn't like a mutual thing. This is like, I want to tell her I need to cool off from her for a sec, but she's going to be like shell-shocked.
So do you think friends can go on breaks and it not be the end of the friendship? If so, do you think that's what I need to do? Or am I just being dramatic and just need to talk to her? Look, friends go on a break?
If that's something you feel you need to do for you and your friendship, then 100% do it. You're just going to have to go about it the right way.
Mm.
So you need to approach her with...
Caution, kindness,
you know, really make her understand why you want to do it because it will better you, you know, and if you lay that out for her so she can see that, oh, actually, you know, there will be an end point, you know, we'll reconnect in however long and things will be better because that's what she needs, then as a friend, I've got to understand that is what she needs and wants right now. It's like a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, say, you know, I mean, not that I'd be like super down for it, but, you know, if your boyfriend came to you and said, I need a fucking break from you.
But then you'd be like, well, you obviously don't want to be with me.
Right.
You know, like you would be very offended as the friend. If your friend said to you, I need a break from you right now, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Yeah, it's all good thinking that she'd respect and blah, blah, blah. But really, you would be offended.
That's
and you'd
why,
be like, ouch.
if you think it will genuinely make your friendship stronger, I don't know what's going through your mind. You're going to have to communicate that to her and try and make her understand what's going on in because there as much you, as possible.
When we speak about this in like romantic terms.
Because I suppose it is different. It does. There feels like there is a different vibe. Mm.
When you initiate a break, it's almost like the start of the end. It's a soft launch to the breakup.
And listen, that could be the case for this friendship.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
You're almost like trialing life without having this girl and seeing if you prefer it or not.
But my question is,
what if you love in life and are so happy? Right. Are you then going to be like, I'm not going back to that?
Right.
Like, is this just to get a glimpse of what life is like on the other side without this girl in your life?
Can you do an undisclosed break?
Where not announcing it
because then you're going to be the talk of the friendship group.
And I think it's you're inevitably going to hurt her feelings, piss her off. Strike some sort of chord.
And maybe she'll decide she doesn't want to be friends with you.
And it might cause more of an eruption in the group. Than you want.
Because also, it's not just you two. You're within a group.
There's politics here.
It's like the Houses of Parliament. Mm. That is literally so complex. I can't imagine even navigating
got an opinion,
that.
There's little separate group chats.
So potentially...
unannounced.
You as yourself think, look, I'm in this group of girls. Let's just picture this. There's six girls in this group, whatever.
I love this group.
I love this group. This group. They're my best friends.
These are my friends.
There's just Susan, who I don't know. I feel like I need a bit of a break from her. Mm. Just tell that to yourself. And can you not just distance yourself slowly and quietly for a couple months? Would that do the trick or would it not? Do you need to say to her, like, you need to fuck off for a sec?
But also I saw, what was I watching? I was watching something and this girl was saying that whenever you are like blaming people or thinking, oh, she's really fucking pissing me off or why did she blah, 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 blah. It's like when you do that, it's that whole thing of like when you point a finger, you've got three pointing back at you.
Take a look at yourself. Do you know
what I mean? So it's like when you're saying these comments or you're brains going down this like rabbit hole of, oh, she's really pissing me off and blah blah blah. Mm. You need to try and stop and look inward and think, but what have I done? What am I doing here that's not helping this situation?
What can like, I do to better our relationship?
Yeah, like what have I done? What could she be thinking about me? Like you need to look inwards because it's not all on the other people. We all have faults. You have your own faults. There'll probably be things that you do that she doesn't like. Mm-hmm. So take a moment to just think about you and think, oh, well, should I have said that? Like, could I make more of an effort? Am I just looking for faults within her? Like, am I just having a negative mindset when I go and hang out with her? Like, is it, what am I doing wrong? Because there will be a couple of things, you know? I'm not saying that this is all your fault.
I wish we knew the context.
But it's just that with anyone in life, when you're looking at people and saying X, Y, and Z, there's always the three fingers that are pointing back at you. So that's just something to keep in mind as well. Yeah. When you go on this little break, if you go through with it.
I wish we knew the context of why you need this specific break. Mm. You know what I mean? Because has she made a comment about you? Mm. Has she, I don't know. Has she slept with your ex? Mm. Like, what is it that you need a breather from? But also, what is it that you don't want to stop being friends with her?
It's repairable.
So talk it out. Mm. Can't we talk it out? Like if something has happened or is it like a long progressive
thing? Do you know what you could do?
It's quite hard to envision.
You could write her a letter.
Yeah, you could write her a little pen note. Mm,
you could. Because if you wrote her a letter, A, it's therapeutic for you because you can get all your feelings down on paper. You can just hand it to her and there's not going to be this discussion where things you say something that you don't mean or words get misinterpreted or, you know, she
heat of the moment
misconstrued
things.
Something and it's like, oh, I didn't mean it like that, fucking hell. And it's all a bit like you end the conversation. It's like, oh shit, I don't even know if I said what I meant to say. And it can be quite stressful and a bit hectic and a bit full on. You could write her a letter. Yeah. Say how you're feeling. Say how
much you love her.
Frustrating you. Say how much you love her. Reference yourself and your own faults and what you've done wrong.
Where
and,
you could have done better in these circumstances.
And just say, you know, I feel like our friendship is at a bit of a tipping point. And I'm conscious that I don't want it to go over the edge. I want to pull it back and I want to save
it. Especially because I love our group and the dynamics we have. And I love the friendships we all share.
And see what happens down from there. Because I do think it could be quite abrupt And I don't see her taking it well if you said, I want to go on a break, don't speak for me for two months.
I mean, you can do it.
Go for it. If you want to do that, absolutely. But I just don't see in reality how she's going to take that well. She's going to be offended. She's going to be pissed off. It could get quite bitchy. It's going to get awkward.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Only you know
the dynamic.
Your friendship. So... And you know her as a person. Look, she might take it really well, you know, saying whatever. Or the letter might be the best response. Or just sitting down and have a conversation or whatever.
And also think, like, do you want to actually cut this girl out? And this is your, like, soft launch, like we said it is in the romantic way. Or is this genuinely just repairable. I need a breather? Because I think if you just need a breather, you could do that without making it public knowledge.
I would just like, you could just make yourself scarce for a couple of weeks to a month and just say, you know, you're working and you're focusing on yourself. And there you go. You're not having to see her, you know?
It's a bit less formal.
It's how much you want this gal to be your friend still, isn't it?
Good luck with that.
Less official. But then equally... Say your boyfriend just started fucking not seeing you. Imagine your boyfriend just didn't see you for a month and just didn't say anything.
I know.
You'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
I know. Well, this is the question.
You know,
can friends go on a break? Right. I don't know. I don't know if you can.
But then they say the key is communication. So if you're just going to do it unannounced, then surely that's not good.
Because you're not communicating.
We're not communicating about it and you've just gone scarce. Mm. You've disappeared for a month. What the fuck?
I mean, there's definitely such a thing of best friends, friends drifting and growing apart. And I mean, and drifting also, and coming back together again. Like you look back and think, oh, we did have those couple of years where we weren't that close. But, you know, now we're here and blah, blah, blah.
And with that, that's like a natural thing, though.
It's natural.
It's not like one person being, well, I'm deciding right now to not see you.
Mm.
I generally speaking, it's like a natural
just
way
of life.
Busier,
ebbing and flowing.
I've got a job over here now. Now I've got a job up here. Oh, now we're living in the same building. Oh, but now we're 2 hours apart. Oh, now, you know, you've had a child. And like,
it's really difficult.
It's really tricky. But maybe that could be the question of the week and we can see what...
We can get some more answers
for you. Yeah, because it's only the two of us here trying to figure this one out.
Alrighty, last dilemma, everybody. Am I the girl best friend?
Oh my God. The dreaded girl best friend. We hate the girl best friends.
I thought about emailing in a lot for a long time and I've decided just to do it.
Oh, fuck it.
It's quite a complicated story, but I could really do with your advice and I absolutely love the pod.
Oh, thank you.
So for some background, a couple of years ago, I disappeared for a while. Basically, was just really struggling and couldn't uphold friendships.
Okay.
Anyway, over this... about 2 year period, my friends from before I disappeared joined this other friendship group and basically merged as there were various relationships tying the two together. Okay. So there's a sibling in there. There's a couple there.
There's someone, two people are dating and it kind of merges.
So when I came back on the scene, I was so lucky to be able to rejoin my friendship group, but obviously there was now a new crowd with some new boys around.
Okay. So an additional set of people.
This was also the beginning of last year. One of those boys, let's call him Brian, is very much one of the girls. Okay. For example, I went camping with three friends in the summer and it was three girls and Brian, but it wasn't weird at all. It's very much friendship vibes only. And over the months, we created this little three trio with me and my other friend. Let's call her Susan.
Okay, we love
Susan
Brian.
Susan and Brian.
Yeah, we love them.
Despite it being every much friendship vibes, me and Brian share the same humor and we are so very jokingly, she's putting capitals, flirty with each other, but in a way that it's clear it's a joke and our friends know it not to be serious and never would be,
and it's just platonic.
During the difficult time for me, I had another friend who we'll call Sarah, separate from this group, who was also struggling, and I was completely there for her, taking on all her problems despite not being able to cope with mine, but I didn't mind because that's just what friends do.
Yeah.
The thing was, this was never returned. In fact, I tried and tried to maintain this friendship because I knew she was struggling, but she would do things like ask to meet and then cancel the day before or even a couple of times the day off, which again I let slide because I understood how she may have been feeling. However, when we got back to college in September and it became clear she was just using me and some other friends, it was very transparent that she would only talk to you if she needed or wanted something and was basically a major manipulator.
Ooh.
I tried to tell her that I wasn't really going to put up with it, and of course she promised to change but never did. So I basically cut her off, protecting my peace always.
Well done.
I felt as though I could only try so much and I'd reached the breaking point. Anyway, over the summer, Brian and Sarah had a little thing and began to casually talk, but it wasn't anything serious as Brian was still seeing other girls and flirting with anyone and everyone.
Okay.
But from September, it became more serious and more of a thing. This was really challenging because Brian knew how shit Sarah had been to me and the other girl in our three and understood our concerns, but just carried on.
It's kind of shit on Brian. It's almost like that other girl and the first that situation. Guy, but it's kind of switched, isn't
and it? And being Brian's friend, he would come and talk to us about Sarah and their relationship, asking for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, Brian would still make jokes about me and him being together. And I'd say stuff like, God, I hate you, if he was being annoying. And he would say stuff like, well, that's not what you were saying last night.
God,
and
I just hate you. Things like that.
My dilemma is, right, we've got that, is that Sarah and Brian's relationship has progressed and it is that they are now official and they have slept together.
Off.
So how am I meant to act? My default reaction is to be against Sarah to protect myself and also my friend, but I also see how happy she makes him and I want that for him.
Okay.
Are Susan and I meant to stop spending time with Brian just out of respect for Sarah? Is it really appropriate for us to hang out as a three? When Brian talks to us about Sarah, we are talking to our friend Brian, not Sarah's boyfriend, if that makes sense. Yes. I obviously don't want to be stepping on anyone's toes, but how do we continue our friendship, which is important to all of us, without doing so? I guess I'm conflicted because I know I would feel uncomfortable if I was Sarah and my boyfriend was hanging around with two girls who I know that one of them has a major issue with me.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I know that I wouldn't feel comfortable with my boyfriend fake flirting with someone whose best interests I would question. As time's gone on, the sexual jokes have been toned down because I knew it wasn't cool, but I still wouldn't like it if I was Sarah. Mm. How do I avoid becoming the girl best friend that we all know and hate without losing my friends? I've attached some pictures because I know how much you love them.
Yes. So in this situation, I think Brian is the most important thing. You want to maintain your friendship with him and you want to make sure he's happy. And this Sarah is making him happy. And
so what we've got here is Brian's the guy in the middle.
Yes.
He is dating someone that you don't
have deemed,
like.
That you've deemed toxic also.
An old toxic friend.
And right, okay.
And is now dating.
And you cut her off, right? And is now boyfriend, girlfriend, official with one of your best guy friends.
One of your closest friends.
Who you flirt with all the time. And he flirts with you and you make sexual comments to each other.
So you're basically being incredibly considerate because you're saying, if I was in Sarah's shoes, I would not like me right
now. You're being so considerate.
Because I'm the girl best friend to your boyfriend and you don't like me.
And also you're putting Brian first because you're kind of saying like, she's making him happy, that makes me happy. Like, that's very big of you.
It is very
because
big.
Because I don't know if I'd be feeling that type of way. I'd be thinking, why the fuck are you dating that girl
that's annoying.
Who upset me and is toxic and isn't my friend anymore? So right, but the thing is, she's come into the picture now. She is really hard as the girl best friends to navigate this, especially when you're
when you don't like the girl,
right? And she knows that you two aren't
you
friends
have history.
Anymore. It's like kind of hard.
It's not like Brian's got this new separate girlfriend.
Yes, there's
and
so
then
much
you're
history.
Being like, oh well, let's all hang out, let's introduce ourselves, let's make sure there's all
and
friendly
you can
vibes
kind of like
here.
Start afresh and cut out the sexual jokes around
yes.
her. And do you know what I mean?
So
it's
there's
like,
no feelings of, oh, who are those girls that you're friends with? You can just establish very clear from the start that
we're
just
the
mates. But you've already got a bad history with the girlfriend, so that's...
But right now, it's not bad vibes, right? You're just feeling a bit precautious and you're just thinking, how's this going to work? So I think just take it every day as it comes.
And I think what you could do if you wanted... and you really obviously really care about Brian, you could just send Sarah a little message.
A lovely little text.
And be like, hey, you know, really
little
happy
WhatsApp.
For you and Brian that you're together. Brian is just like glowing recently, you know, ha ha ha.
Say something nice.
I know we've had a bit of history and we've not, you know, always seen eye to eye. But now that you're dating one of my best friends, I just want to clear up any, you know, clear
bad
the
blood.
Air. Yeah, say that everything, you know, is everything's just history. Not even thinking about that anymore.
Just,
I'm happy for the two of you.
We
both love Brian, so you
what
know let's just focus on that
lovely message
and that's
send.
Really all you can do.
Yeah,
you've put your best foot forward, you've established nice vibes here, because the last thing you want also is for Brian's new girlfriend to start chatting shit about you.
So I was gonna say
and putting pulling Brian away from you. So if you can just establish the good vibes, put all that behind you.
Because you just don't want to lose Brian in this situation. So as long as she, you know, remains respectful and doesn't start chatting shit about you to Brian and pulling him away, then we're all fine here.
And
you
also
know?
Does Brian know the history that you've got?
I think so, because she felt sad when Brian started seeing her. But
yeah, because I think that's important to know.
Yeah,
and keep Brian in the loop. Be like, you know, I've reached out to Sarah, I've sent her a nice message, hopefully that's well received.
Right, so if you keep it all open and honest and communicate right from the start,
from the get-go,
then there's going to be none of this from Sarah being like, well, I don't want you to hang out with her anymore. You know, if you've already established
the
connection.
If that time comes, that's on Brian and that's his decision.
Yeah.
And you can't control the people.
There's nothing you can do about
it. You can't tell him what to do. That is going to be his call to make.
And listen, maybe he'll probably choose his girlfriend over you guys.
Maybe.
But, hopefully you know.
Not. We can hope not.
Hopefully not. But if he does, you know, it's like freaking what's her name and Rachel in Friends, but I suppose they had history when Emily said, Ross, you're not allowed to see Rachel anymore.
There was a lot of there was a dating history, but
there was a dating history there, so it is a bit different. But Ross was very willingly to go along with Emily because he loved Emily. So don't be surprised if that ever came about, not saying it will, that he's going to be like, look, this is my girlfriend, I love her, you know,
but gotta make this work.
Hopefully
it never gets to that.
Exactly. So it will never get to that if you establish the connection with her right now.
And you make the effort for Brian.
You
put your personal issues to the side
For Brian.
This is the point here.
Been hearing great things about you guys. So happy for you. He is just
Brian
glowing.
Looks so happy. Never seen him happier.
Yeah. Everything aside, babe, I'm really happy for you guys. You know, I'm not saying you're going to have to go meet up with her and be all pally-pally. As long as you can both coexist and you can still see Brian as friends and she can continue dating him,
then that's all
good. That's the end goal here. You know, she's not going to join the group and we're all going to be best buds.
Yeah,
but
and go to the cinemas together.
Yeah, we're not going to the cinema together and you're not having sleepovers at mine, but we can at least have respect and be civil.
When Brian posts
a picture of them guys together, I can like it and maybe comment. That's the goal.
Gorgeous couple,
so cute, happy for
you
guys.
Love you two as a pair.
Right, that's all we want.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. You know,
because everyone's got their own life, right? You've got to let people make their own decisions, and all you can do is just put your best foot forward and see what happens. And it's just unfortunate that he's going out with a girl that doesn't like you and you don't like her.
But you know, this is what life is about. It's about challenges. It's about
making the best of it.
It's about growth.
You two could reconnect. You've been friends in the past. Who knows?
Maybe she's not toxic anymore. Maybe
if Brian likes her, you know, Brian's your best mate.
Right.
If he likes her,
maybe
be something
she's
nice
really
about her.
Grown up. Mm. Maybe she's grown out of her toxic ways.
Maybe Brian will bring out the best of her.
Maybe
she's happier now, so she can be happy for you too.
Yeah. Love that. You know, people can grow and change. Let's hope maybe Sarah has too.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Baby.
All right,
guys.
Have we got ourselves a quote to finish this episode?
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Girls' Bathroom. Let's finish on a quote because we like to do that.
Of The Girls' Bathroom.
Oh, I've got a quote here.
Yeah.
This relates to a couple of our situations today.
Okay, Dom.
So we've got, why is this happening? And it's been crossed out. We've got a line through it.
Oh, here we go. We're going to appreciate.
And it's, what is this teaching me?
Exactly.
Take the lessons.
Exactly.
What's it teaching you?
That. Because you know what? The girl we just had with that dilemma about the friends and the la la la, it's just teaching you to teach your sons and daughters, you know, things in life.
Okay.
You know?
I like
what
you
went
with that.
It's just giving you all that wisdom
to move forward.
It's all about
level up.
Life is just about gaining wisdom, honestly, until you're about 100.
So that we can share it.
And you can give a really great quote
to the world.
And a really great advice for 20-year-olds when you're
100. Because I love watching those videos or reading those little things. And it's
with
like,
the
you know,
advice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 75-year-old gives advice to 25-year-old. And I always watch them. I always find them fascinating.
And it's always like, just like lovely stuff.
Makes you feel calm.
Makes you feel calm and fuzzy and realise that, you know, it's not all doom and gloom out here.
I saw one lady and she was, I think she was 75 and she was like being interviewed on the street and it was like, what is your advice to, you know, someone in their 20s or something? And she was saying, she was like, there is absolutely no rush.
There we go.
She was like, you have so much time to find someone that you want to be with. She was like, you know, at that age, I felt so much pressure to find my perfect person, get married, have kids, and blah, blah. And she was like, and once you're in that, you're forever in it.
You're stuck.
And it's there for a long fucking time. Yep. And she said, there is just no rush to get everything ticked off the list, you know, save some things for later on
especially
in life.
Especially these days with the social pressures and social media and
to do this and accomplish that and to get that and we can to find say it this. All
the time. You can always feel like you're behind, no matter how far ahead you may think you are. There might always be that one thing where you're like, oh well, I need to make sure
but I haven't done that yet. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just, there is just no rush.
It's a constant thing.
Yeah, but we've got all the time in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, love that, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom.
And on YouTube.
And on YouTube, The Girls Bathroom.
And where you can see us talk about like we just did in the studio.
And If you were lucky enough to get one of those tickets for our tour, we'll see you then.
Oh, wow, baby. We'll see you in February. We'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month, babes.
Love you guys.
Love you.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.